Hello, and welcome to another episode of Making Sense of Social Media Podcast. My name is Lori Clausen. I am your marketing mentor, and that's Micah. Today, we have an amazing guest. Her name is Barbara. She's coming to us from South Carolina, and she has some amazing tidbits for you, the small business owner, on how to approach social media to market your business. She talks about things that I've never really heard before, in ways I've never really heard expressed before. So this is an amazing episode. I really hope you'll stay tuned. So excited to have you here with us today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to those watching and listening today?
Thank you, Lori. My name is Barbara. I've owned an agency for almost 20 years now. So it's kind of like the easiest way to age me is to say that. And it's been quite a journey. So, you know, it's one of those scenarios where you're like, I've seen quite a few things around the internet. So branding is kind of like what we spend most of our time in. But that generally extends itself to communication, social media, websites, and strategy, and so forth. So that's my happy place. That's what I do day in and day out. And, you know, it's what makes me happy. Yeah.
It's so awesome. Isn't it so refreshing to actually do something that you love? Yeah. So I found my happy place too. And that mine is in teaching and coaching. So yeah, it's wonderful. Well, so along those lines, what the purpose of this podcast is to help small business owners and those who feel like they're struggling with promoting themselves using social media. I'm here to help make sense of social media with my guests. So why don't we talk a little bit about strategy and how to go about using social media to the listener's best advantage? Like, where do they start and how do they, you know, how do they get results?
Yeah. So I have found that there's two components to everything you communicate. And one is the identity of who you are. Like, what is the DNA that you're trying to communicate? What is the heartbeat that you want people to perceive about your organization? And so you can be selling shoes, but let me tell you, you're going to sell shoes different than the next person. And so there's something about what you do and how you do it that is very unique to you. And maybe that comes because of the owners, maybe because of the personality that you bring to the table, maybe because of the type of shoes that you're selling. Like, and I'm using shoes as an example. Obviously, this applies to anything. But I believe there's a specific path for you that is very different than what we normally call competition. What is it? Like, if I can put my finger on what makes it different, what is the uniqueness that, you know, I'm introducing to the marketplace? So that's the DNA of, you know, the brand, the personality of the brand. And then there's also the people on the other side. And so what I have found is we have a lot of organizations that are just inward focused, where it's just about promoting. This is what we do. This is what we do. And then you have the opposite. You have organizations that are maybe just creating content that we know people will kind of like, but it has no substance. And so, you know, one thing is to follow the trends and do what others are doing. Another thing is to do it at the expense of your own brand personality. You know, I don't think everybody should be dancing on Instagram, if you know what I mean. So, you know,
That's a good one. Okay.
You know, so it's okay for us to learn and kind of, you know, I think at times it's really neat to utilize something that is common and people recognize and kind of like join that wave. But let's do so from a place of what my brand is supposed to be representing. And so these two components, and like, you can go through a whole branding exercise and it can be super expensive and very long. But let's just start very simple. Like, if you could put down, I like to call this a manifesto, okay? So if you could put down 5 items that are action-oriented about your organization that you would want, like if you were to hire a team member, you want that team member to do those 5 things. If you were to get a client, you want your client to be like, yeah, I want to do that. And so, and I'll give you one example. So for us internally, one of our manifesto items is to do everything with wit and grit. So it's like, we want to have fun doing the things that we do. So it's not just about putting the effort and getting things done, but it's doing it in a way that is enjoyable, that is joyful and enjoyable. You know what I mean? And so I want us to, I just made up a word, joyful.
Enjoyable. I was just going to say enjoyable. I quite like that.
We'll just go with it. But picture this, like if that is true, if I want a new team member to embody that, if I want a client to capture that when I engage with them, my social media needs to flow from that place. That means I need to infuse that humor into the things that we do. And so you can have it as core values, but I think what happens often, Lori, is like when people sit down to create their core values, it sounds like this: honesty, transparency, professionalism. I'm like, if you have to say it, yeah. You know, like we assume those things are happening. Like,
exactly.
It's like you're telling me that your kitchen is clean if you're a restaurant. Like, I assume the kitchen is clean, you know, so you don't have to tell me. But what is something that is so unique about how you do things that you would want your team members to embody? Like if you were to hire somebody, what would you want them to be and do? And so that's why I like these to be action oriented. So anyway, so picture these as like, I like to have five. I think five is like easy to remember, not too many, not too little. And so if I can start with the manifesto of my brand, and by the way, anybody can do this, just sit down, write down the things that make you you. And then on the other hand, let's figure out who's that person that is like, oh man, if I could clone this person, they buy our stuff, they're advocate for us, they're ambassador for us. And so I love Susie. I just need to find 2,000 Susies out there. And all you need to do is figure out, okay, now I have my manifesto and I know I'm speaking to Susie. So when I'm creating a post, I'm not thinking of the Johns and the Leslies and the Marys, I'm just thinking of the Susies out there. So does that mean that you're going to do something that is, you know, feminine because she's a woman? No, you're just going to think of her when you're posting. That's it. You're just going to have that thought of, I'm right now creating a post for one individual who's sitting across the table from me. And we start humanizing our audiences. And so what you're doing is you're humanizing your brands and you're humanizing your people. Guess what happens next? There's an emotional connection there, and people tend to stay when they find it.
Yeah, you've built that relationship. I love how you said that you work off of that, like the heartbeat of your brand. That just really resonated with me. And I think people still are so concerned with social media and pretending to be something and someone that they're not. And how you've just explained it is so perfect. Like, I hope 12 billion people hear this because it needs to be heard. Honestly, that was so well said. So once you've started creating this type of content that hopefully are reaching the Susies of your world, do we go about realizing that, I mean, outside of the actual, yes, we've made a sale, but prior to that sale being made, sometimes that takes a lot of time. So how do we know when things are working and, you know, if we should continue on the path that we're on?
Yeah. So, you know, we have the vanity metrics. Everybody can count the likes and the shares and the comments and how many people have now followed your page. But those are metrics that, in my opinion, we need to pay attention to, but not guide ourselves through them. Because what you're going to see is that even you, the way that you engage in social media, you're not liking and commenting and sharing everything you buy, everything you purchase.
Totally.
And so there's a good chance that it is the lurkers and the observers that are actually buying from you. And you have no way of figuring out if this person, you know, I mean, nowadays we have retargeting, which helps significantly because you can retarget somebody to then come back to your website. But let's be honest, like the exposure that we're having on social media is of value, but it's intangible. Like we cannot really measure visibility in a way that other things can be measured. And so a couple of things that I think are important. I think right now the game that we're playing in marketing, it is a game of visibility. So what I'm trying to do is basically say, okay, when you're trying to sell that shoe, where are you showing up? How are you showing up? And how frequently are you showing up? And so where, like the channels, you don't have to be on Twitter if your people aren't there. If Susie's not on Twitter, you don't have to be there. So relieve yourself from that extra burden and having to be in 20, you know, different channels. And so that means I need to know a little bit about Susie in order to then say, okay, these are the channels that would make the most sense. Maybe one or two. I would rather you master those two before you move on to the third one than just exhaust yourself trying to create content just to fill in a blank. And so figure out what would make sense for her. And then now I'm deciding, okay, these are the two channels I'm going to be really active in. Then you decide how you're going to show up. This is where the personality of your brand comes in. And I'm just going to give out permission to people to be who they are, because the world keeps saying you need to behave this way, do it this way, plan it this way, present yourself this way. But I think the power is in actually doing the things that make you you. And so if you have a funny employee, a funny team member, a funny owner, or whatever, it doesn't have to be funny. It could be the opposite. It could be highly sophisticated. It could be extremely engaging. It could be very, an introvert. You can show up as an introvert and not have to apologize for that on social. And so You don't have to show up, on your be a face for it and have videos recorded every week. Just do something else that matches the personality of your brand. If you want to portray yourself as a lawyer that wants to speak to, being that support person for a family, present yourself that way. Be that person that is actually willing to be like more of a friend next door kind of person. But if you want to do something different, like, hey, I'm going to be the person that's going to fight for your rights, then present yourself that way. So there's a lot of room to really explore how you want to be portrayed. And the good news is that you get to decide. So if every lawyer has been, presenting themselves in a certain way, you don't have to be the person presenting themselves that way. You can be different. Yeah. We have actually a case of a divorce lawyer here in where I live in South Carolina, and she presents herself very well dressed and very well posed, and it's like it's not your traditional look for a lawyer just based on what we see often. However, it's how the women that look for that type of lawyer can identify, and so it feels like that person can speak to me in a way that other lawyers may not be able to. And you go to any service and it's always going to be that. Like, there will be people that I will feel more connected to because of how they are, not because of the service they provide. Right. And then the how frequently. If you need 100 clients in a month, you probably need to show up more than if you need 2 clients in a month, So it's just a matter of consistently being visible. Now, let's say I just pick 2 channels, and let's say I'm going to show up as the funny lawyer. That's kind of a funny way to think about it. But you know what? I'm sure that if there was a lawyer that wanted to use humor to attract clients, I can guarantee that would be a group of people that would go to that lawyer because of that. And we don't associate humor with lawyers, right?
So yeah, but that would feel so comforting to someone looking for a lawyer. They would be like, oh my goodness, this lawyer's like an actual human being and not trying to be all like lawyery.
Something else. Exactly. And so you would find that there could be a specific thing that you're doing that is the very, and you know what? Generally, this is something that we see as a flaw. It's generally something we're trying to hide. Well, shoe stores don't behave that way. Well, lawyers don't behave that way. Well, web designers don't behave that way. So there's a good chance that the very thing you're trying to mask or hide could be the very thing that you would want to portray on social media, because that's what's going to make you be seen for what you really are and how people can engage with you.
I'll tell you how many times I've seen this in action for people, and specifically some women that I follow on social media. The more like completely vulnerable and realistic they are, the more they grow their audience to these massive scales. And then they're able to help so many people with whether it's products or services or coaching or what have you. But and sometimes like it's to a degree where I would certainly not be comfortable, like showing my post baby belly or, something along those lines. But if these women are brave enough to do that, like, I give them so much credit and like yeah. admiration, absolutely. And I certainly always encourage vulnerability and realism and, you know, exactly the things that you're saying. So it yeah. just, it matters so, so much. And it's, you know, you've touched upon when creating content, like being consistent matters and showing up consistently matters, but there's still this great debate of quality versus quantity. And we have yeah. so many, you know, social media experts out there saying you should be posting 50 times a day. And I'm thinking, okay, like if you want to head straight to a hospital bed because you're going to burn out on that, you know,
exactly.
That's such bad advice. Like it just, yeah. it's yeah. frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, nobody's thinking, oh, it's been 2 hours since they posted, you know, so right? people yeah. aren't thinking about us that way. And nobody's really counting the days since the last time you posted. And so what you're doing is you're just creating visibility. Now, would there be times where maybe you need more visibility than others? Yes. So don't apply a formula. I think the applying formulas generally have to do with something that did work for a certain organization, but may not necessarily work for everybody else. And so we can't compare ourselves to the big marketers, especially if yeah. you are a small business. I would rather you post less frequently, but with a nice, you know, level of frequency. So it doesn't have to be every day 20 times, but I love the fact that when people look at social media, it needs to be clear what's being communicated. If you have clarity, like if it's clear, nobody's going to be looking and saying it's been a week. Yeah. It's not, they're not
that much is
time to go
quotable look. Right there. Yeah. I love that.
You know,
it's so true. Hey, yeah. Like there's no lack of content on social media no. today. That's for no. certain. But
yeah. And if you're launching something, be more, you know, if you're launching something, be more visible, be more active. And then if you're not, then you can obviously take a different rhythm. Yeah.
My computer just glitched there for a second. I'm just going to pause here for a second. Apparently with this platform, even if it's looking glitchy, it's still recording yeah, perfectly in the background.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's really good.
Anyways.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. So unpause here. Giving such amazing advice. I'm so grateful. I'd love to ask you about what is your take on leveraging the power of storytelling and emotion yeah. when we're producing content that will hopefully, you know, drive traffic and build a community and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh no, 100%. That is by far the biggest tool that you have in your sleeve, everybody. And so when you think of storytelling, by the way, our brains are wired for it. So if you have a conversation with somebody and something is unsaid and then you go your own ways, your brain is going to immediately going to try to fill in those blanks. Going to be like, hold on a minute. I missed this part. I missed that part. I missed that part. And your brain will naturally try to fill in those blanks with story. Mm-hmm. Who's the victim? Who's the hero? Who's the teacher? Who's the leader? Who's the, you know, what happened? What's the end of the story? And so you may not even realize, but it's happening unconsciously. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about the personality of the brand is because when you think of story, there are players, there are characters in that story. And so when you have a conversation with somebody, your brain will naturally try to fill in the blanks and try to figure out, is this a friend? Is this a leader? Is this a teacher? Is this a hero? Is this somebody that is just going to challenge the status quo of where I live? Is this the person that is going to, and so you have, relationships with people based on the character that you each play in the story that your minds are creating. Psychology aside, just remember that this is what your brain is naturally doing. And so when you go into social media, if you're trying to present yourself as a leader, you lead. If you're trying to present yourself as a friend, you be that friend. If you're trying to present yourself as a guide, you guide them. And so you have permission to operate at that capacity because you will resonate with people because you're fulfilling that role, and they will resonate with you because they are pursuing that person. They're pursuing a friend that is a lawyer, a leader that is a lawyer. Yeah. And so there are all the brands that we engage with, we're actually going at the same level. So all of our connections with brands are emotional. It doesn't matter if you're just buying a pack of gum. So there, every purchase is an emotional purchase. And so that means there's a very, you know, back of the mind kind of activity happening at all times. We just don't realize it because it's so fast and it's so quick and it's very unconscious. Right. And so your brand can position itself to be, you know what, I'm going to be the shoe store, but I'm going to operate as a friend. That means when people come here, they know there's always going to be somebody that will sit with them, help them, engage with them, help them make the best choice. That's different than a leader brand. And so yes, you can buy shoes in two different stores, and in one of them, you feel like, oh, no, no, this person here is helping me level up my shoe status. You know what I mean? And you know, you all know those stores. We know them. Oh, right? Then you have totally the revolutionary store brand, like where you go and it's like, man, every shoe here, it's like, you know, 20 steps removed my current wardrobe. Like I have to have the courage to wear them. And that is a revolutionary brand. And so you think of, I mean, you can just go to what, for example, the youth would be pursuing. They're probably pursuing revolutionary brands for shoes. They're not going to their mom's shoe store, you know, because they want shoes that are different, that break that status quo, that look different. And so the relationship they want with that brand is when they go into the store, it makes their mom feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh, and so you have, all of them are shoe stores. All of them sell shoes. You know what I mean?
It glitched there again. Hopefully. That's where did you end off? I didn't hear how you ended off.
I was saying that all, you know, all of the three different stores are shoe stores. They all sell shoes, but differently. Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's never been this glitchy before. Hang on. Let me just close some tabs and my email. Maybe that's why. Of course, I have 7,000 tabs open.
Same here. I won't judge.
Thank you. I think kind of the first time I've, like, this is still my first season of the podcast, so I'm still learning podcasting and how
to. Riverside is great, though. It will, you can easily cut off the pieces that you don't want yet.
So you've recorded inside of this platform before?
Not as a, always as a guest, but it works really flawless once you get the final recording.
Yeah. And that's what I've noticed too. It's just never glitched quite this much before. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe it's an early morning thing. I'm not sure. I'm just looking through my, it's not really. Okay. Storytelling, quality. We did that. We talked strategy and we've basically covered everything. You basically covered everything that I was hoping to cover. Is there anything? Okay, let me just start fresh here. Barbara, this is such amazing information. Is there any kind of last minute tips or pieces of advice that you would offer a small business owner really wanting to go hard on social media in 2024 and beyond? Is there something specific that you think that we should all, that we all need to know?
Yes, don't measure between you and the next person. Just measure between where you were and where you are now. It will make a huge difference. And so if you became more consistent with your posting, if you became more in alignment with your DNA, if you became more specific with your person, those are the wins that you count. So don't look to the left or to the right. Just look back and see where you've come from. And every step that you take in the direction of who you are on social is, in my opinion, a good step. So, yeah.
I love that so much. Barbara, tell everybody today where they can find you on the internet, how they can get in touch with you. This has just been awesome.
Yeah. So my website is Barbara Carneiro. It's just my name, Barbara Carneiro, C-A-R-N-E-I-R-O. You will see a lot of speaking opportunities there, things that I've spoken at other webinars and such. But if you feel like, you know what, I really want to get deeper on my DNA and my heartbeat, then we can kind of get it out of you. I don't design it for you. I just literally look on the inside and lift it up to the surface. So when you see it, it feels like home. And if that's you, then we can help you with at least capturing that DNA and showing it to the world. Yeah.
That is so fantastic. I'm so grateful for your time today. Yeah. Thank you so much, Barbara. And I can't wait for the world to hear these amazing things that you've said today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hey, I'm going to stop recording. Thank you so much, Barbara. You dropped so much amazing value today. I'm so grateful to you. Please, if what Barbara said resonates with you, please reach out to her on her website. I'll put all that information in the description below this podcast video. When it's your turn to learn how to market your business using social media and learning how and knowing which button to push and all of the things and all of the how-tos that matter in social media marketing today, I invite you to join Your Marketing Mentor, which is my 6-week group coaching program filled with all of the how-tos you are so desperately seeking to learn. I know this because I've been teaching small business owners how to use social media to market their small businesses since 2018. So I'm taking that experience of teaching and guidance, and I'm turning that into a coaching, and I have turned that into a coaching program, which is now available to you. I run Your Marketing Mentor only 4 times a year, and the next onboarding is coming up early May 2024. So if a group coaching program is of interest to you, please check out the information I have in the description of this podcast video. I would love to welcome you to the Marketing Mentor family. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.